Welcome to the Joy Felipe Bruce podcast. Sister Joy Felipe is a daughter of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills and the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Cathedral of the United Denominations, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. The Fountain of Life Cathedral is a thriving church of young, energetic people full of life for the Lord. Sister Joy is also an itinerant minister of Dyke Heward Mills Ministries. She travels extensively, holding pastors' conferences and bringing ministry-related books by Bishop Dyke Heward Mills to the nations. She is the evangelist of the Blessed Salvation Crusade. Now be blessed and refreshed as you listen to this inspired message by Sister Joy.
Help me welcome our anointed pastor, the vessel God has anointed specially for us.
He holds my life.
Jesus, the man of Galilee.
Oh,
whether rain or shine, day or night, He leads the way.
He holds my life.
He holds my life. Jesus, the man of Galilee.
Whether rain or shine.
Jesus.
Oh, what a friend.
Oh, what a friend.
What a friend.
Oh, what a friend.
What a
my
friend.
Jesus.
Yeah.
He holds the reins of my life and gives me peace, perfect peace. No one can love me at Jesus Christ.
Yes, He's shedding
His blood. Oh, for me. Oh, what a friend. Oh, what a friend.
Let us pray. Thank you so much, Lord, for another day to come into your presence together. Thank you for the gathering of the brethren, and unto you alone is that gathering. As we come before your word at this time, Father, you know our different situations. Speak a word to each of us. Meet us where we are at. And when we leave here, may we be so glad that we came. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And you want to find your Bible? Let us make our weekly confession. You want to say, this is my Bible. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today I'll be taught the word of God. I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Please let us take a few very important announcements. The first announcement is not so good. We are having to cancel our 31st August Sounds of Joy. Yeah. Amen. Oh, this is your own. No, it's not even. But we will regroup and redo it. Some of the things were not coming together. Is that okay? Oh, is that okay? Yeah. We were dependent on some things to fall into place, which didn't fall into place. So it will happen soon. Amen. Amen. But I need to say that we also have plans for a Sounds of Joy in one of the areas that we are in, where we have a center. So yeah, that one is fully in our control. This other one was not fully in our control. So by the grace of God, the dates will come. Amen. Then, secondly, there is a church growth camp, a church planting camp coming on Tuesday. It's for Kumasi. There are people from here who agreed to go. If you are interested, it's from Tuesday to Thursday. And if you would like to come, please give your name to LP Aquile. A bus will be leaving on Tuesday morning directly to Mampong. And then it will also come back on Friday. Are you there? Now, they have sent me a message saying that they need some support to find people, videographers, photographers, sound people. This is a Kumasi camp. Are you there? So we are appealing. High speed. If you are the type, you can take some days off. Please let us know. Is that okay? Oh, is it okay? Yeah. The only reason why we didn't announce it more forcefully was just that it was a very sudden thing. People had just come back from Give Thyself Holy. Yeah. But if you look at it and it can work for you, why not? Yeah, why not? You are there? Yeah. Beautiful. This Friday, we're going to have an all-night right here. Amen. It's an all-night for the whole church. And we'll be here. Amen. You know, for those of you who are KNUST students, KSTU students, it is marking the end of your academic year. And we just want to go before the Lord in prayer. And for the rest of us, it's just an opportunity we're going to take to come together and just be before the Lord. Amen. Ask your neighbor, do you know your future? Charlie? We don't. So, Charlie, let's just come and be before the Lord. Amen. Is it a good idea? Okay, so that's this Friday. Now, also, I need you to listen very carefully. Next week, Sunday, we are trying to have a massive gathering. This year, we've not gathered all together. I tried to let us do it once or twice a year. This year, I've just woken up to see that we're at the end of August. I don't know about you. You have the same feeling, eh? I'm like, hey! Chester, said, the year has... We have been watching it, but it has finished. It's over. You know, so we want to take the opportunity this 31st, that's next week, Sunday, to gather together, gospel encounter service, faith secret service, presence service, word encounter service, and Chumbriasi. Please note the time. It's 8 a.m. Please. I don't want you to have to sit at the back. So please, please, please. Amen. So do your best to be here. Are you here? And by the grace, we will have a festival of thankfulness. Just thanking God for all that he has done. Amen. Are you in the house? Beautiful. So there are so many things that will happen. I mean, that we have some surprises that we won't talk about. I mean, you will enjoy the service. So just come. Amen. I also think that Fountain of Life Cathedral Choir. Is that what you call yourselves? What do they call themselves? Together Forever Choir. You know, we like listening to you. Please, come and show them that you are there. Yeah. Oh, you don't think so? You are also there. You are also there. Yes. Yes. So I will not allow them to say we are coming to do joint choir, something, something, something. Then as if you are not there. Yes. Or is it not? Yeah. So please, today when you are rehearsing, rehearse well, knowing that you feature. Yeah. Sometimes when you are doing the joint thing, then people are lost inside. Tell your neighbor, we will not be lost. We will not get lost. We will not be lost. Hallelujah. Now, another thing we are trying to do, we want you to, how many of you want to travel outside? Those of you who plan to go illegally, I don't know you. But you are the type who you want to travel legally. And you even want to go and come. I want you next week, to take CDs, go and change it into foreign exchange. I'll receive a particular Forex offering, apart from first and second offering. This one is only for people who believe. If you don't have faith, don't bring it. Don't bring. Are you there? And we are going to plant it, and we're going to pray that, Lord, I have planted a seed towards my traveling life. It's a good life or it's not a good life? Hey, please tell your neighbor, I'll be going and coming, going and coming. So you just be watching. I'll be going and coming, going and coming, going and coming. Yeah, amen. Why? Because traveling has a way of broadening your horizons. You see more opportunities. You see more things. You are also more grateful for where you come from. The first time I went to London, I said, it's like Makola. Oh, Makola, and it's standing in front of Victoria Station. Makola. I said, then my country is not bad. Oh, you don't understand what I'm trying to say. Because when you are in it, you feel that, oh, it's difficult, it's this, it's that. Go and see. Go and see. When you come back, you say that you would have enjoyed your time out there, but you also be, oh, we're not bad. Ah, we're not bad. We're not bad. I hope you get it. Then you go again and come back. Hey, I'm talking to somebody. Who. Or maybe you have only been traveling in one direction. Every day you only go, and now you want the Lord. I want to go this way and this way. Plant your seed and plant, you see, plant the seed and say that this exactly. I want to go. Do you understand our name, Euskatos? Atamost. Atamost, we are a church. We are not just going to America and UK. We shall go to Thailand. We shall go to Vietnam. We shall cut across to China. We'll go to Australia. We'll go. Hey, somebody should be receiving it all. We'll go to Central America. We'll go to Nicaragua. We'll go to Guatemala. We'll go. Oh, come on, come on, come on. Somebody just receive it. Hey. So that offering, no? So that offering is next week. Are you in the house? Next week, Saturday. Me, that's how I began to travel. I just sowed a seed. Yeah. Tell me, but it's not dependent on my family or my sister. That uncle who said he will help you up till today. Up till today, you have not seen anything. Tell me, but worry not. Worry not. Worry not. Worry not. You just plant the seed. You just plant it. Hallelujah. So that will be next week, Sunday. So you want to prepare for it. Is it okay? Oh, are you there? And that's only, you see, if you don't believe, don't bother. It's not that you have sinned. You know, one time, every time I plant a seed, I hear something and I plant it. One day I heard something. I said, Lord, it's too much for me. He said, please, hold on. My faith is not, it's not reaching. Yeah, it's not reaching. I'm coming. And he had patience for me. Uh-huh. So it's what you believe. Do it according to you. I said that this is where my faith reaches. And do it. Amen. That's why it's between you and God. That's why I've not stood here to say, bring what? $5 or £2 or 200. No. You and your faith. According to your faith. Jesus always said, according to your faith. Because of your faith. According to your faith. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. Amen. Today I'm just preaching a short but very important message. Amen. We've been talking about changing. Ask your neighbor, have you changed some more since you became a Christian? You can be a Christian, but you haven't changed. Hey, Judas, he believed in Jesus, but he was a thief. When he finished stealing, he betrayed Jesus. When he finished, he went and killed himself. Tell your neighbor that, look, don't take it for granted. Many of us, if we think back to our secondary school days, do you remember the most audacious guys and girls? Where are they today? So it's just to say to you that, listen, don't take it for granted. Are you with me? The fact that you are following today doesn't mean that if you don't watch yourself, tomorrow you'll still be. So let us walk with God in a certain way. Hallelujah. Let us, you know, much of what we've been sharing with you has to do with your spirituality, growing up spiritually. It has to do with listening to the word, loving the word. You notice that I'm always taking you on when the word is coming, you are doing something else. The word is coming, you are sleeping. The word is coming, you are sending texts. The word is coming, your mind is upon some prophets, be that you are calculated. You know, it's not because of anything, but it is because the Bible says the word is life. Your Christianity will not have any life if you have no word. And you can be coming to church for any reason, habit. I just followed my sister. I followed my friend. Just anything can bring you to church. But if it is really to have any effect, then the word of God must enter you. Are you with me? The word of God must what? It must enter. Tell your neighbor it must enter. Give me 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 4. Let's just look at a quick. This one is not what I'm preaching about. I just want us to go there. Look at it. Give it to me. If I get it in the NLT, I think it will. Wow. You see, my message and my preaching, they were plain. rather than using clever and persuasive speeches, I relied only on the power of the Holy Spirit. It's the preaching that's making the difference. Are you seeing it? When Jesus Christ came, he didn't come and do anything again. Oh. He didn't build a school, didn't build a hospital, certainly didn't build a business. What did he do? Preaching, teaching, healing. Those were the only three things he did. Matthew chapter 9, verse 35. I'm just giving you these scriptures so you can go and meditate on them a little. If when he came for 3 years, he had only 3 years of ministry, if all that he did was to preach, teach, heal, then that must be the most important thing. I hope you are getting me. That he, because if your time is short, when you are writing an exam paper, your time is short for whatever reason, will you not start with the question with the most marks? So question number one has 40 marks. Then all the others have 10, 10, 10. Will you go for the 10, 10, 10? You try to solve the 40 because it's like, if I'm able to knock this one, then I just need some small something to add a few. Yeah. So here he was. He knew that I'm starting from 30. By 33, I'm gone. I don't have time to build a school. I'm saying this because those things are important as well. But when he narrowed it down to what's the most important, preaching, teaching, which are related, and healing, that's all. And then he left. And that's what's kept us till now. Some people say, oh, education. Really? When HIV came, what did they say is the 100 way to avoid getting HIV? Have you abstained? I don't have to give you any other example. I don't have to give you any other example. Yeah. You learnt it. You even came in the exam. I don't know. You wrote, oh, it's abstinence. Is there something? Wrote it, collected the marks, and continued and went on your way to practice fornication. Just knowing is not enough. We know we must have our quiet time, isn't it? But do we have our quiet time? It's a question that's just hanging there. Hey! Are you in the church? You know. So we need the preaching. It's the preaching that brings us something, brings a change. Please tell your neighbor, don't joke with the word of God. Now, today I want us to go to principle number 6. Do we need to go to from number 1 and just go through? Okay, let's just quickly read it through. Let's start from 1. Just in case you missed, it will just help you to catch up. Principle number 1, after you are born again, oh, God bless you guys. A great change will come into your life if you grow up spiritually. By next week, please add the verse so that those who missed it can get it. Now, so your scripture is 1 Corinthians 3, verses 1 and 2. Principle number 2, after you're born again, a great change will come in your life if you renew your mind with the word of God. Romans 12, 1 and 2. Principle number 3, after you are born again, a great change will come into your life if you listen to a lot of preaching. Principle number 4. After you are born again, a great change will come into your life if you change your friends. Hey. Ask your neighbor, have you changed your friends or you are still on it? You have to change your friends. So some friends, dear Charlie. I mean, you have a friend. Every time the friend has come around you, in a few days you are broke. You better know that you should change the friend. Yeah, you better know. such you just think about it. There are friends who come and walk around you. You see, the way they speak, you know, it makes you make decisions that you wouldn't have made. Yeah. You wouldn't have made. Or sometimes it puts a pressure on you. It puts a pressure. Because when you are with that friend, you feel that I have to go and buy a designer. Why? Why? When they are not there, you make your decision. I will. But when that friend is there, has a certain pressure. Hey, are you there? Change your friends. 1 Corinthians 15:33. Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. In actual fact, if you are with some people when they are being arrested, they'll add you. Yeah. You have friends who use drugs. You are not on drugs. When they raid, all of you take all, arrest all of you. And by the time you are coming out, you have gone through something.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. There was a man of God who entered the prison. By the time he was coming out, his hair was white. Yeah. His hair was totally white. Yeah. Showing the saying something about the stress.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Then principle number five, after you're born again, a great change will come into your life if you fellowship a lot. You know, and fellowship, it must be with the right people. Yeah. Ask your neighbor, are you the type I can fellowship with? Ask. Yeah. Are you the type? You remember when I was introducing Bishop Jesse Saki to you? I told you that every time I go to his place, when I'm coming back, I feel uplifted. I feel light. Yeah. Based on the kind of fellowship, what has by the time he has talked about some miracle that's happening here, Charlie, my faith in God is strengthened. Hallelujah. Are you there? So let's continue today with one more principle. Principle number six. After you are born again, a great change will come into your life when you are endued with the power of the Holy Spirit. When you are endued with the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to say something now. I don't want you to quarrel with me. I just want you to think about it. You know, because it's just putting the point on, what should I call it? I'm putting it on the knife point. Do you understand? I'm just making a point a little extreme. I just want to say this, that, you see, giving your life to Jesus saves you, doesn't necessarily change you. Saves you, doesn't necessarily change you. Bless you, don't be angry with me. If you like, let's just think about, let's look for at the example of the disciples. When Jesus came, they walked with him all. Yeah, I can't imagine it. 3 years, you are walking with Jesus. Every miracle, you are there. You see it. You sleep there with him. You eat there with him. I mean, he's in your life. To me, that means perfection. It means your everything is okay. Let's inspect the disciples. Were they ever afraid? Yes. Oh, what are you saying? Some of you are thinking about it. Was it not Peter who said that? Oh, Lord, if everybody leaves you, me, that my name is Peter, never. I'll never leave you. I'm always, how can I leave you? And he actually tried. When they came to come and take Jesus away, it's only Peter who took his sword and cut the ear of somebody. But I tell you, when he saw what was going on, he said, I don't, small girl. It's not even a soldier with something who came to threaten. He said, small girl. Hey, the Bible says he swore. Hey! Suddenly himself was showing. Is it not in the Bible that we read that they were competing? Some people said they want to sit on the right hand and the left hand of Jesus. What is that? I'm just showing you their humanness. Thomas. Up till today, we say doubting Thomas. Up till today, he is the one that Jesus, he heard that they said, Jesus has come, we have seen it. Thomas said, unless I put my hand, I have to put my hand there. If I don't put, not even that I have to see the hollow. I have to touch it. And I have to touch his side. I thought they have worked with Jesus 3 years. If it was just that, then they should have changed. But you can see, they were not fully changed. They didn't change, you see. And that was why, right from Luke, let's go to Luke 24, verse 49, Jesus said something. Said, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. Then we know the famous scripture, Acts 1:8. Are you there? You know it or you don't know it? What did he say? You shall receive power. You know. So he said, just be here. Be here till the power comes. And we suddenly see these guys. When the power comes, we now see the change. We now see the change. This scripture, please go back to Acts 1, I beg you. Acts 1, that's the beginning. By Acts 2, the Holy Spirit has come. By Acts 4, in Acts chapter 4, Peter and John, they had gone to preach. They had been arrested. Why are you preaching? This and that and that. The same people, remember, the same Peter ran away. Same Peter. So when they released them, they came to the brethren. I thought when they came to the brethren, they'll pray that, Lord, all those who beat us, please kill them. No. They didn't do that. When they came back, they had only one prayer. The Bible said they prayed together. The building was shaking. What is their prayer? Just give us boldness. Just give us boldness. Boldness to go back. Boldness to keep preaching. That's all. The same people. The same people who ran away. Because it's Peter who was talking plenty. That's why we remember his story. The others didn't say anything, but they also ran away when Jesus was speaking. The same guy. Suddenly the power had come. Suddenly the power had come. Are you there? Yeah. Suddenly the power had come. So I'm saying to you today that you will be changed when you get that the power of the Holy Spirit coming into your life. Hallelujah. Amen. It's the Holy Spirit who helps you. You see, as you see the word coming, you see the Holy Spirit working on that word, and suddenly you are changing. Now, there's a scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18 that is very interesting. It says, you see, because you may be saying that, what is the Holy Spirit changing us into? What's he changing me into? Look at it. But we all with open face, beholding us in a glass, the glory of God, are changed into the same image from glory to glory. As the Holy Spirit is working on us, he's changing us into the image of Christ. That's why there's some church, they call themselves Jesus image church. Yeah. Yeah. This is what they are talking about. That the Holy Spirit changes you. And as he's changing you to be like Jesus. Are you in the house? Yeah, changing us to be like Jesus. How was Jesus? If you want to know, it's in the Bible. I can just give you a taste from Matthew chapter 6, and I've almost finished preaching. Let me just show you something. Matthew 6, start from verse 1. Look at what he's saying. Please, if you give it to us in the NLT, it will help, because people will hide behind this one and say they don't understand. So he says, look, watch out. Don't do your good deeds publicly to be admired by others. We see it in the life of Jesus. His most spectacular healings, private. You come to the place, people are crying, put them out. Do the prayer, the people are back. Yeah. Then you tell, go and see. He said, what? 10 lepers came to see him. He said, you go to the priest. I mean, he didn't do drama. He didn't do things to be seen. And that's what he's telling us. He said, don't do things to be seen. This is Jesus. Number 2, verse 2. When you give to someone in need, don't be like the hypocrites and blow your trumpet. Hey! Don't start saying, "Hey, I'm the one who did it." Are you there? Verse 3. But when you give, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. This is how Jesus lived. Verse 4. Give your gifts in private. This is Jesus. In private. Verse 5. When you pray, don't be like the hypocrites praying. You see, you have come to church to come and shout. It's okay to be shouting, but what do you do in your room? I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say. Do any of us know the type we're talking about, Charlie? When you come to, you're praying there, Charlie? Hey, it's not easy. You see, if you are like that in public and in private, God ain't got no problem with you. What he's talking about is that in private, the prayer cry, you don't even do. Then because you want us to think that and say, hey, Charlie, they're your brother. They're just your sister. So when you come, tell your neighbor, hey, the Lord is talking to us. Verse 6. Then he shows you when you pray, go away by yourself. Did Jesus do this or not? Yeah. Often. Mark 1:35. I mean, several scriptures. Sometimes even after ministry, he goes away, he goes to be with the Lord. So this was the life of Jesus, the image of Jesus. And as the Holy Spirit comes to bring a change in us, he's changing us to be like him. Are you in the church or you have traveled? To look like him. Hey, please ask your neighbor, are you a kind person? Can I see what verse 7 says? When you pray, don't babble as the Gentiles do. Verse 8. Let me see if I have any easy. Okay. Don't be like them. Your Father knows exactly what you need even before you ask him. Did we see Jesus' total and complete reliance on the Lord when he came? And we didn't see it. Oh, did you see him standing in a web? He didn't even pray about food. The day they came and caught him, that where is your tax? He said, Peter, catch the fish. Remove the coin. It will be enough for all of us. Hey. But you have been praying. See? Hey. And the Holy Spirit comes to change us to be like him. One of the things you see when the Holy Spirit is working in your life is that you have very little time for your own needs. I always pray talking to him about something else. Believing God, rested in God, that he will sort you out. That was how Jesus lived. And the Holy Spirit is changing us to be like that. Hallelujah. When I was preparing this for today's preaching, I was reminded of a true story of a missionary who went to a country. He got there, and for some reason, he couldn't learn the language. He thought he would be able to, but it didn't work. And he was staying among the people. Are you there? And as he tried to do the language and it wasn't working, he was frustrated and he was wondering what to do. So he just decided, let me just live as a Christian among them. So somebody's not well, he'll go and pray for the person. The whole place, they were farmers, they'll go to farm. He'll gather the children, take care of them. This one has a need, this and that. Just loving the people. I mean, because he didn't know what to do. He couldn't communicate to be able to share the gospel with them. He stayed with them 5 solid years. At the end of 5, 6 years, nothing had really changed. It was time for him to go back. And he honestly felt that he had failed, that nothing was working. Some years after he left, a couple came, Christians who were coming. They were missionaries coming to evangelize, and they could speak the language. And they began to talk to these people. They said, oh, do you know Jesus? We came to talk to you about Jesus. We came to tell you about somebody who was so kind. He gave his life for us. They said, he was a very kind person. He was this, he was that. The people said, we knew him. We knew him. He said, he healed the sick. They said, we know him. Are you there? He freed the cup. We know him. So after a while, the missionaries were wondering, what are they talking about? So they said, what are you talking about? They said, Jesus came to stay with us. Jesus came to live. He lived with us in this village. He was here with us in this village. Yeah. Amen. You see, that village received Christ because somebody had gone to live among them in the power of the Holy Spirit. Later, in fact, I saw the end to this story sometime later, because it's a true story. The man was actually very broken. He felt that he had given away his life for nothing. He was an old man when they found him. Those missionaries found him. They said, you did a wonderful job. He said, you have come to laugh at me. And that's when they told him the effect he had had among the people that he had ministered to. Hallelujah! May the Holy Spirit change us to be like Jesus. We need to be able to look back and see. 3 years ago, I was a quarrelsome person. But now, the quarreling has exited from my life. Are you there? Yeah. I used to be like this, like that. You see, because when the power comes upon us, what happens is that we change. It was the Holy Spirit that was upon people who went through severe trials. How do you think Joseph managed to get out of the problem with Potiphar's wife? I mean, you ask yourself the problem, the question. Hey, young man. You are alone with this woman. Hey. Apart from the king, you are all powerful. Hey. Everything is under you. Are you in there? I was studying this thing. It says that Potiphar was an officer of Pharaoh. And I went to look up that word officer. The word officer is the same word for eunuch. I Say, oh, so does it mean that this guy cried as he was married to the woman? No. Charlie, no show, no show. The woman had a case. No wonder the Bible says that she pressed Joseph every day, every day, every day, every day. Come and lie with me every day. Hey. Have you seen the word an officer of Pharaoh? Please go back where you were. Are you there? An officer of Pharaoh. So the guy has married the woman. The woman is just, she was just gnashing over there. Nothing was happening in her life. Hey. Then this young boy has come. Hey. Are you there? And I am sure Joseph knew that his master was who he was. Yes. And yet, the guy said, not today, not tomorrow, not next week, not in the morning, not in the afternoon, not in the evening, never, never, never. Do you think it was by physical power? Oh, ask the nearest brother, please. Give me an answer. Hey, ask him. You now, when you think about it. Ah! Such pressure. A lot of you want to start in your own power. No. By the power of the Holy Spirit. Because when you read the story of Joseph, at every junction in his life, the Bible will say God was with him. Yeah, God. When he entered the house of Potiphar, God was with him. When he entered the jail, God was with him. Was God physically there? No, it was a spirit. So we are right to assume that the Holy Spirit was there. Are you with me? My prayer is that as we are changing, you know, first of all, let me encourage you and say that there's some change. Some of you who are sitting in church today, you know, 10 years ago, you will never. Your shadow will never have passed through a church. Today you come and regular. It can only be the Holy Ghost. Hey. It can only be the Lord. Hey. You see, I have to remind you. Because many times, the enemy just focuses on our weak point that we are still struggling on. And then we forget that we have come a distance. Some of you, 5 years ago, when you entered the church once, you enter in January, then you have to go and leave. Then you enter in April for Easter. Then you go and leave. Then you enter 31st. But now, you find yourself, Charlie, I'm going to church. Some of you singers, when you used to stand there at first, you used to say, is my hair okay? Am I looking pretty? But today, you stand there, you are ministering. Hey! Yeah! Something has changed. Tell your neighbor, I may not be perfect, but something has changed. I'm on the way. Something has changed. I'm being changed into the image of Jesus. I'm being changed. You know, when I look at myself, I can see some changes. Oh, yes. If you knew me 25 years ago. Aji. If you know that, yes, there's a change. Are you there? A great change. Yeah. When I was getting married, somebody told my husband that this marriage cannot last more than 5 years. And it was based on the subaying of the woman he was marrying. Hey! Because at that time in my life, it is fire for fire. Fire for fire. Fire for fire. Most of you, when I say fire for fire, you don't understand what I'm saying. But if you are a guy here and I say fire for fire, do you understand what I'm saying? Actually, the way you are sitting there, I don't understand though. If I say fire for fire, we know what we are talking about. Hey, I've not seen the people who thrive on quarreling like we do. Oh man. We don't just quarrel because there's a quarrel. We quarrel for fun too. But by the grace of God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, working in my life. When you have even done and they are angry, I'll say, oh, please, allow it. One day, my sister looked at me. She said, hey. Because she used to bring all her issues. They said, in fact, you have become useless. Wow. No, I understood the use of the word use. You see, if you want the case, somebody to judge your case well, to chop your case, you chop your matter and then make a hole. Hey, if the thing is a small hill, by the time I'm done with you, it's a mountain. Hey! And now it wasn't working. Because the Holy Spirit had come. And the Bible says the wisdom that is from above, it says that it is pure, is peaceable, full of mercy. So they realize that when you bring the case, I'll say, mercy, have mercy, understand. By the grace of, I'm also contending to resemble Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you there? You to look back and thank God for the things that have changed. And they say, Lord, please continue with me. There's more. Continue with me. Hallelujah. And I know that as you do, the change will be seen by others. Are you in the house with me? Yeah. Others will give glory to God because they have encountered you. You know, the disciples we are talking about, what they did, it actually worked. Jesus was leaving. He left the whole world for them. And I tell you, Christianity has gone around the world. It has. You go to Asia, they'll tell you that Thomas was the one who brought it to this part of India. And even in the midst of a severe fire to make them Hindus, the Christianity is there. Till today. There are 26 million Christians in India. The flame was brought by Thomas. All over the world, coast after coast, they reached there. And they left a seed. Are you with me? They did the work by the power of the Holy Ghost. The people were changed because the Holy Spirit came upon them. May we also be changed. May we be changed to look like Him. You want to stand to your feet this afternoon? And you just want to pray and say, Holy Spirit, I'm changing. Continue to work on me. Continue to work on me. Continue to work on me. Don't stop. Even when I am frowning and squeezing my face, please don't stop. Even when it looks as if it's not working, Holy Spirit, please don't give up. Holy Spirit, work on me. Holy Spirit, talk to me. Holy Spirit, don't give up on me. Things are changing. I'm changing because of you. Continue to work on me. Continue to change me into the image of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for giving us your Spirit. Thank you for the power in your Spirit. We are grateful. We thank you so much for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. In Jesus' mighty name.
With all of me, I want to praise you.
We believe that you have been blessed by this message. For more information, you can follow us on Facebook, Fountain of Life Cathedral, and on Instagram and Twitter, @FOLCIUDIASE. God richly bless you.